Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Now, so many miles to cover in so little time, it's going to be a long day for millions of frantic travelers, no matter how they're getting from here to there. 1010 Winds reporter Darius Radzius has been checking in with the early birds this morning on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Thanksgiving travel is ramping up, and for drivers here, timing is everything. Chris McCullough is wrapping up his long drive. 15 more minutes to go.
Yeah, almost home.
He says driving overnight made the difference.
It was pretty smooth. Ran into a little bit of rain. Maybe 30 minutes worth of traffic leaving out the Raleigh-Durham area.
Meanwhile, Ashley Holly from New London, Connecticut is just starting his trip.
It's normally, we leave right now, so it's normally smooth.
Ron Small is stopping here from Massachusetts, hopes to beat the traffic while his family sleeps in the car.
Hopefully we get there before all the traffic gets there.
Traffic or no traffic, everyone here says they'll be thankful in the end. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM at the Vince Lombardi Travel Plaza.
Now, in case you were wondering, an analysis by Google says the best time to hit the road today is before 10 a.m., so hop to it. Traffic is expected to be heavier than usual from 10 to 4, with peak traffic between 1 and 3 this afternoon. If you're driving tomorrow, the roads should be busiest between noon and 2 p.m., they tell us. Now, the one thing that doesn't seem to cost a lot more these days is gas. Robert Sinclair Jr. of AAA says the cost has more or less been holding steady heading into the holiday.
Gasoline prices are pretty affordable. We're at $3.05 per gallon as a national average, which is about the range that we've been in for the last month or so, and nearly exactly the same as we were a year ago.
Now, a steep drop in the cost of crude oil, he says, has helped to keep gas prices under control. That's according to Gas Buddy. Now, prices can vary widely from state to state, though. The lowest average price in the nation right now is in Oklahoma, where drivers are paying just $2.50 a gallon. Now, eating is, of course, a huge part of the Thanksgiving holiday, and food stores around the tri-state have been packed all week.
It's time to stock up on all of your favorite ingredients. Marissa and Callis are going big.
Turkey, he's making lasagna, rice, Cornish hens, ham, probably like some cinnamon rolls.
Maya started her day at Costco.
I gotta get the turkey. I gotta get the stuff for the stuffing, ingredients for my carrot cake and cheesecakes and stuff.
But she says she's far from done.
It's a fruit trifle. What else? Some fruit platter. Cheese board.
Be sure to make a shopping list because the countdown to Thanksgiving dinner is on. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Costco in Sunset Park.
Now, it is inevitable that someone is going to forget a key ingredient for the stuffing or green bean casserole, so some chain stores are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day to bail us out. Many, though, have reduced hours, and it'll vary by store, so you may want to check on that before you head out. Almost 200 high-level staffers at City Hall will be working on their resumes. They've been notified by the Mamdani transition team that they will not be kept on by the new mayor when he takes office January 1st. The list of departing Adams administration employees includes commissioners, deputy mayors, and other political appointees. A City Hall source tells 1010 Winds many were holdovers from when Bill de Blasio was mayor, but a lot of them weren't even given a chance to interview for positions with the new administration. A spokesman for the Mamdani transition team calls it standard practice for a mayoral transition to bring in new staff for key roles to ensure they can deliver effectively on the new mayor's agenda. Well, one city official who won't be sticking around is the fire commissioner, Robert Tucker, announcing his resignation one day after Mamdani was elected. And in his first interview since then, Tucker tells CBS Mornings that he and the incoming mayor don't see eye to eye on some things.
Look, it's a complicated emotional decision to leave, but ideologically, there's no doubt that the mayor and I disagree on some very fundamental things to me.
The outgoing fire commissioner adds that he thinks Mamdani has work to do to gain the support of the city's first responders. Tucker is the CEO of a private security firm and has served as head of the FDNY for a little over a year now, his resignation taking effect December 19th. Well, the mayor-elect is showing openness to the idea of banning protests directly outside houses of worship. This after a pro-Palestinian demonstration disrupted a synagogue on the Upper East Side last week.
Protesters outside the Park East Synagogue screamed, "Globalize the Intifada and death to the IDF," while there was a meeting inside with a group that helps Jews move to Israel. Rabbi Mark Schneier, whose father runs the synagogue, wants to see protests outside houses of worship banned and spoke to Mayor-elect Mamdani about it.
We have to find a happy medium. No one's saying you can't protest, can't demonstrate. But it doesn't have to be right in front of the entrance, in front of the building.
State Senator Liz Krueger is considering proposing the legislation and says balancing free speech with the rights of people to enter their religious institutions is legally complex. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Now, a spokesperson says Mamdani is interested in hearing more details about that proposal. A word yesterday from the Manhattan DA that they are preparing for a third trial for Eitan Pate's murder suspect Pedro Hernandez rather than letting him go free. The defendant was sentenced to 25 years to life behind bars in 2017. After his second trial, the first ended in a hung jury, but the conviction was overturned this past summer. An appeals court found the trial judge gave the jury incorrect instructions after a question about his confession. Pates vanished on his way to school in Manhattan in 1979. The body of the six-year-old has never been found, and it was a cold case for years until Hernandez confessed in 2012. He told police he killed the boy after luring him into the basement of a bodega where he worked, but his attorneys argue that it was a false confession due to mental illness. Now, even if you don't run into travel issues, another thing that can ruin a trip is illness or injury. 1010 Winds spoke with Corey Cohen, the CEO of My Aboard MDs, a healthcare planning firm. She says it's really important to think ahead if you have a chronic condition.
Just because you're on vacation doesn't mean that your medical condition that needs to be managed is on vacation. It's really important that you speak with your specialist in advance. Have a special plan for them. You usually can do it by telemedicine.
As for those things that always seem to pop up when you travel, like colds, aches, and pains, experts suggest packing common over-the-counter pain relievers and other meds that'll help with minor symptoms, even a small first aid kit. Antihistamines are good to have in case of allergies or bug bites. And fun fact, they can also relieve motion sickness. Well, the countdown is on to the 99th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, an event some people spend all year preparing for. Celebrities that'll be performing spent 2 days in Herald Square for rehearsals and run-throughs, and yesterday it was rain or shine.
The stars are singing in the rain. Lil Jon didn't miss a beat.
Turn down for what?
And all of the kids are going to be turning up at home and here, so it's going to be amazing.
And neither did Darlene Love and her backup dancer.
To see these kids doing this with me singing this song, it's like magic.
Executive producer of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, Will Koss, says this year expected to be bigger and better than ever.
We're doing our final preps, our final rehearsals for Thanksgiving morning. We've got a great crowd out here, a lot of talent coming through. It's going to be a fantastic rest of our evening, and we're looking forward to our Thanksgiving morning in just a couple days.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, outside of Macy's on 34th Street.
And of course, stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for parade coverage tomorrow. A senior citizen swindled in Staten Island by a couple of guys pretending to help her. Police are looking for the pair who flagged down an 82-year-old driver as she was leaving a parking lot on Richmond Avenue, then told her she'd just run over something and damaged her car. They claimed to be mechanics and offered to fix the non-existent damage. But after the victim withdrew $3,800 from her bank, the guys sped away with the cash. The NYPD says they're on the lookout for the two, who fled in a white Chrysler minivan with Pennsylvania plates.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.